Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, October 26th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is CA Nuri and I shall be your host for the day as we have a discussion with Dr. Thane Campbell. Mind you, I supposed to have a discussion with Dr. Campbell at 11:30, but because of knowing you travel abroad and get exposed to high service and quality service, you just say, hey, I come early. And can you come on time?
He must have known that we got some mango lemonade in the studio.
That's what it was. That's what it was. But I'm still waiting. I'm still hoping that the ministry, representatives from the Ministry of Youth, shows up because they are here, supposed to be in for 11 o'clock and they're running late. So we'll switch the hours. We're going to have Dr. Thane Campbell at the first part of the hour and discuss about this new concept. Let me see where I wrote it down. Global climate innovation. I'm going to have him go in detail because I invited him back for Monday next week for 11 o'clock. But I want him to introduce this concept to us to convince Aaron and I about what exactly is he trying to promote and give opportunities to Bahamians. But let me let Aaron introduce him and then he comes in and explain his concept altogether, right? That's good. Go ahead, Aaron.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Thane Campbell. I want you to introduce yourself. I like putting young people on the spot, especially when they have a doctorate, Mr. Newman.
And a real doctorate, not that honorary thing.
Right.
Real
right,
thing.
Like what I aim, anyway, what I was working on last week. Good morning, Dr. Campbell. You're here to talk with us about the launch of the Venture Science Doctorate.
That's right.
And the amazing opportunities available for Bahamians.
Yes, I'm just trying to make sure I hear Doctor. Yeah. Go ahead, say something.
All right. Yeah, good to be here with you all. Thank you, CA and Aaron. Yeah, we're here to talk about the Venture Science Doctorate. So we announced this program with the Prime Minister last week.
That's not what we want to know yet, sir. We want to know who you is.
Who the people are.
Yeah,
and I am the dean of the college, so I'm heading up this initiative from Deep Science Ventures. So I'm from here originally. Okay. I'm a Bahamian, and I went abroad. I went to Scotland and did my PhD, got my doctorate.
And in what is your PhD in, quote unquote?
And so I have a PhD in medical imaging and the immune system. So I did a lot of work looking at people's white blood cells. Uh-huh. And understanding how we could actually get pictures of those into hospitals so doctors could be making game-changing decisions and saving lives.
Look here, that is fascinating. That's absolutely wonderful. No, it made me think, like this sort of Bahamian connection. I read a book a few years ago, DNA and the Origins of Knowledge, about a bioethnocist.
Okay.
That returned to the rainforest as a more mature, have some of the same experiences he had when he initially entered the rainforest. And it was all about the shamanistic practice healing and how they did that and how they used herbs, how the shaman would use herbs to produce naturally sort of visual medical imaging. And then he would go into the wilderness and see the same images in the plants. And that's how he knew how to match a plant with a patient.
For sure. And I was surprised at what I learned about, you know, things that we eat, like turmeric.
Yes.
And the direct effects that these spices can have on your immune system. We were on the lab side and the hospital side,
right,
getting images from microscopes. And actually, we made a new device, a new technology that goes into the human lung, and it sends back pictures live to the doctor to help them decide, are we going to cut this tissue out? Are we going to prescribe medication? What are we going to do?
So you can make sort of intricate and accurate medical assessments without invasive procedures
exactly.
And surgeries.
Exactly. stepping it up.
I would like to thank you very much for taking that moment to sort of explain what you do. That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what I'm going to ask. How old are you, by the way? Just ask.
I'm 31.
You're a young man. Yeah, young Bahamian guy. Okay. So, and now you've returned home.
Yeah.
I mentioned return home. You came to give a proposal to the Bahamas in general and how we can benefit from new study. This, because you're part of a school.
I am, yeah. And so I work for a company called Deep Science Ventures, and they're an investor, but they also build science companies that they invest in. And so we have a lot of process around exactly how we do that. Now, time and again, some of our companies are backed by Bill Gates and Elon Musk. So we know what we're doing when we build science businesses. And we've now drawn that knowledge into a new college and a new PhD program. And so I'm the dean of this college. And so I set out the vision 2 years ago when this was an idea. And I put in the design principles to say, this is what our curriculum is going to be like. This is what you do in year one, year two, year three. I built our partnerships with universities and funders around the world. And now we're here in the Bahamas.
Absolutely. Just for the listening audience, right? Here is an article that speaks to what Dr. Campbell is talking about, is here to talk about today. And I'm just going to read the headline so you could look it up and follow along if you want. The headline is C2EAU announces collaborative partnership with Deep Science Ventures to empower Bahamians in global climate innovation. And that's from the Office of the Prime Minister. So if you go to the website for the Office of the Prime Minister, you will find that article. And C2EAU is the Office of the Prime Minister's Climate Change and Environmental Advisory Unit.
Right, right.
So the Environmental and Advisory Unit is partnering with Deep Science Ventures to empower Bahamians in global climate innovation.
So next week Monday at 11 o'clock to hash this out. Right? But we want to have an overview. So when our listening audience come Monday, they understand exactly what you'll be detailing.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know, how can we, regular Bahamians, benefit from whatever this is you're trying to purport?
No, absolutely. So what we've done is we've opened the program. And I could say, first of all, you know, this is definitely an opportunity for regular Bahamians. We have the drive and the urgency and the ambition in this country. And I'm seeing it time again as I go around and speak to people. We're hearing now from Bamsey and Andros, University of the Bahamas. I know they're doing great things in Eleuthera. And the Bahamas has these examples. Dr. Saliba Harbor, who in Eleuthera has built up a whole center for training and innovation there, doing great things. Peter Blair is a Bahamian with his lab in economics at Harvard. So Bahamians have the vision to really make this happen, and that's why we need to bring this program who want to do that. And the way that the program works is it's 3 years, and you get to be fully funded to work with Deep Science Ventures to learn from us. So we have processes and protocols in place that you can learn and be very systematic. We'll know when your idea is ready for investment.
In fact, they will partner Bahamian innovators, or they'll be able to work with researchers in nanotechnology, soil science, mechanical engineering, organic chemistry, among other disciplines.
Yeah, so the real emphasis with C2O, the government unit that we're collaborating with here, is energy, climate resilience, agriculture. And so Bahamians can build these technologies now through this company and really step up our economy and create jobs here that will retain our best and brightest people and actually build up the economy.
Right. So it's like, and I'm imagining you are a Bahamian, you're working on solutions that benefit the Bahamas and the world.
Right.
But you're not sort of trapped. You're not forced to work here. But all of the work that you do can or may, the young Bahamian who wants to contribute to their country but also wants to explore and interrogate the world, a space within which they can do both things.
So I imagine I'm a Bahamian entrepreneur. I have ideas in terms of building out a concept. Mm-hmm. How does your company help me with that? You mentioned agriculture, you mentioned energy. And I want to start from the beginning. Like, I'm here. Who is your target audience?
Yes.
Right? And what should they come with?
Yeah, so there are a number of things that we look for because this is not the traditional program, right? So we're making companies in this PhD program.
And so it's a person who's interested in creating a company. That's,
absolutely.
Okay,
that's core. And so for us, that's a creative thinker. That's people who are not just combining other people's ideas. This is a logical thinker. So somebody who can show us the reasoning, persuasive, and bring people into their story. What are you building? Why should we invest? Someone who's coachable and can take our feedback. There's a lot you're going to learn on this journey, science, business. And we will be there. Deep Science Ventures will give you a supervisor for every step of the journey, but we need you to work with us.
Do I have to have a master's or a bachelor's degree to apply to this program?
No, you do not. And so the entry requirements, we're very good at finding those driven innovators with the traits that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that degree in place, we recognize that education as it is today isn't always giving people the entry into the game that they need. And so there are all kinds of reasons why innovators might not have that master's degree. Mm-hmm. But if you are coachable, resilient, if you are persuasive, creative, right, come apply, search Venture Science Doctorate online, hit the apply. We've got more entry requirements there, and you can see exactly.
Now, I have a number of persons who are listening, right? They hear you. They see the possibilities, okay? They say, at the end of this, I'll have a business, a thriving business, because they're going to be coaching me at various steps. But they're unsure as to whether they qualify because they don't understand if, they don't appreciate their efforts as yet.
Mm-hmm.
They just know that they want to have the finish line. Now, how do you identify those people or hint
right.
that I'm talking to you specifically out there? Like, describe that person so they'll know that it's me he's talking to.
Yeah, this is somebody who has big ideas about what they want to do. They know that there's opportunities out in the world, and they're just looking for their way to get their ideas into the world and into markets. This is somebody who's a logical person who can organize, you know, the structure out what their idea is going to be, when and how. So this is not just somebody who's just flicking ideas off the top of their head and not following them through. We need people who can deliver. And so when you go search Venture Science Doctorate online and you hit the apply, you'll see more about that criteria, but you'll also, as part of our application process, do a short case study. And so that's how we really get to engage with you and see, are you logical? How ambitious are you, right? And what are you trying to deliver for energy and for agriculture? So these are people with big dreams who want to create technology and a company. Come work with us.
How many Bahamians can potentially join the program in the upcoming cohort?
Yeah, there are a number of funded positions available now, and it depends on our demand from other parts of the world as well. But the next cohort is going to be 10 at least. We have funding in place from a number of investors as well as the UK government. And so the opportunity is there now, and we need to hear from Bahamians and to see us step up to the plate.
And what are some of the ideas? Like, for people who are saying, hey, I'm a wild thinker, or I'm an innovator, but I'm not sure if my idea is the kind of idea that you're looking for at at Deep Science Ventures.
Right.
Right? What types of ideas
have
you been working on or types of companies that have been developed?
So, and this is a great question, because when we say agriculture, people think, oh, farming, that's pitchforks and chicken coops. It's not like that, right? So companies that we've built today in the ag and nature tech side of things, we have a company called Rhizocore, and they capitalize on the fact that trees today are capturing a lot of CO2. And Rhizocore changed the genes in mushrooms and fungus that grow around trees and actually make them better at sucking up CO2. So that's the kind of technology. We're thinking about cutting edge science, changing what we do in the world. We got another example in Mission Zero. Mm-hmm. So they have a device that draws carbon dioxide from the atmosphere directly.
Mm-hmm. I've learned.
I'm sold. I want to hash out the and box out exactly this conversation.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
got you.
But like I said, so you are targeting UB students? Are you targeting businesses, local businesses? Well, who do you mean? I mean, how are you getting this news out? And I want to know, do I have to go to the United Kingdom or can I do this from here?
Right. So two things there. So first of all, this is something you can do online here in year one. We bring people together a couple times a year, build up that sense of cohort community. But you can do it online from Andros Bimini here in the Bahamas once you apply. In years two and three, you have the ability to work with our network. So we're bringing 30 universities to the table. I'm talking about Cornell University, King's College London, Imperial College London, places in Germany. You can work with any of them to build the technology with you, right? So that's why we don't need you to be the book smart person who's doing all the research, has all these certificates already. You've got a team coming with you. Now, if you bring that to the table, great. And your other point was on the candidate themselves, where they're coming from, UB, et cetera.
And whether they would have to,
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the students, of course, we're looking for applications from UV, from BAMSI.
BTVI?
BTVI, all people right. at the Island School. So it's not just for students in the undergraduate or master's stage. It's also people, vocational training, people who are already in their career. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they make great applicants as well.
I was about to say, there's a lot of youth-heavy language
right,
in there, but
right.
what about us older folks? Is there still a space for us to pitch our idea?
Well, there's a song that says age ain't nothing but a number.
I got you.
And so we want to see really how you think. And if you meet our entry criteria, we're not throwing up barriers around your previous experience or your age. But we recognize that this is something, because it's climate, it resonates with the young people. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of potential to work with innovators who are coming up through the Bahamas to really shake up the future of this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, people in the Family Islands, they are the most resilient. They have to come up with strategies where they don't exist. Can you share with us contact information, a website, people to read up more? Maybe they want to read that.
Sure.
Yes.
And so deepscienceventures.com has a lot of the information about our company. But the venture science doctorate is what you want to type in online. And there's a separate website, deepscience.com/venture-science-doctorate. Just type venture science doctorate straight in and you'll come to the page. There's a lot of information there about who's in the partnership network, the other universities, and how this all works step by step.
Good. That was Dr. Thane Campbell, who is London-based from Deep Science Venture, DSV. And he's going to be back on the show on Monday, right, Aaron?
Absolutely.
At 11 o'clock?
Yeah, you ready to go to the break, eh?
We're going to go to the break.
In the break, I'm going to talk to Dr. Campbell about how my trees use mycelium to communicate with each other. And maybe we could talk to the mycelium to figure out what's happening in nature, like mm-hmm. if a storm's coming or water levels are
hurricane
dropping.
Resilience, yes.
And on the other side of the break, we'll have Miss Sandira Neely and, of course, Dawn Colley from the Ministry of Youth. And they're going to give us some update on what's happening for as we celebrate Youth Month. Right? Anyway, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an x-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just show me Bulla boy and his...
Can he take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
It's the Battle of the Bronx, sponsored by Canoe, and you decide who wins. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so strap on your gloves and join the fight. It's easy. Just download the Canoe app, vote for Mammogram Access Program, the Grand Bahama Cancer Society, or Sister Sister, or go to the Battle of the Bra event page on Facebook. Vote is just $5. Polls open on October 2nd and close on October 26th. Vote as many times as you want. You can even vote for all three. It's the Battle of the Bra. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 27th at the Pink Lotus Affair at Blair House.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Erin stepped up because she wanted to ask Dr. Thane Campbell some more questions. She got excited about opportunities. But I have exciting news. We have big-time people in studio with us, actually. We have the acting director of youth in studio, Miss Sandina Neely. And, of course, she brought Dawn Cawley with her. And she did, my press, her, did not give me any information on Dawn Cawley. Like what your position is? So we start off with you, Dawn, because they didn't give me any information. I know who the acting director is. But let's start off with you, Dawn, and we go on to what the director is planned for this month. Because this month, isn't it? And we're celebrating. And just yesterday, not yesterday, Sunday, all the roads is blocked up. I couldn't get to that festival for nothing.
Not all
so
the
I just
roads now.
I just had to stand up and say, I guess I have to watch this youth parade because this is a thing. But go ahead, Dawn, and then we go to Dr. Sandili, and you explain to me, Miss Neely, why the roads was blocked up and I couldn't go to the fair. But go ahead.
Yes, it's pretty simple. I'm Dawn Cawley. I'm a youth officer at the Division of Youth with the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture.
What's a youth officer?
A youth officer is somebody who helps with the implementation of programs that help with youth development.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
Okay, I understand that. So now go now to the formal director, Miss Sandina Neely, who I knew for 40 years now. Is it 40 or 30 years? 30 years now. 30 years now, because you're barely 38. So I want to understand what is happening this month, because I'm going to invite you back to understand what is your job and what you're doing in youth and why is youth so important. But I understand that this month is Youth Month, and I want to go over what all have you done in the past for ready for the beginning of the month, because this is the 25th, right? And what is all is prepared for the rest of the month.
Thank you so much, first of all, for having us. We are honored to be here in your presence and on your show. Good morning to all who are tuned in. Mm-hmm. The Division of Youth is here. Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture is here. This is October. We kick off the three-part celebrations that end the year every year. October is National Youth Month. November is National Sports Heritage Month. And December is National Cultural Heritage Month. So we're first out the gate. And this year, in the margins of our 50th anniversary of our country, we are celebrating Youth Month under the theme youth. Excellence is the standard. And so all month long, we have been having partner events. We've been having ministry events. We would have been to Government House. I would have given all of our nominees for National Youth Awards their nominee medals, something that we haven't done since the pandemic. So that was very exciting. We had just about 100 young people at Mount Fitzwilliam. They absolutely loved that experience. And Her Excellency was so gracious in providing all of them with their medals.
When you say Mount Fitzwilliam, you mean Government House, right?
I mean Government House.
You're at Government House. You see Erin was trying to correct me. She's Mount Fitzwilliam. You're at Government House. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, we were at Government House. And we had so many other partner events. We partner every year with DJ Godson for Jesus in the Park. BFM is another one of our great partners, so we were able to celebrate with them for their Youth Sunday. We also had a wonderful worship experience with the Seventh-day Adventists at Hillview Seventh-day Adventist Church in grand style. They embodied our theme very, very well. Our patron for National Youth Month is out of the Seventh-day Adventists, and that's Master Guide at 88 years old. Glorian Starr, she has been in this work for over 50 years. We thought it fitting to honor her. And posthumously, we're honoring one who served for over 65 years in the Bahamas Boys Brigade in the person of the late Reverend Captain Ekron Pratt. And his family has been celebrating with us all month long as well. And so on Sunday, Mr. Nuri, we had the National Youth March
that
people look forward to every year.
Yeah, but y'all blocked up all the roads, man.
We did. We blocked up all the roads.
I need to get on.
I'm not mad because that meant some of my family members were late to dinner, which is more food for me. Yeah. But perhaps we partner with the road traffic department to ensure that people are aware of all of the necessary diversions, because we don't want to dampen the youth march. We don't, you know, we don't want to get mad at them. We don't want to cuss at them from our car.
Plus, they had an excellent Junkanoo parade afterwards. So I'm very impressed with that. Because I parked my car and said, okay, I did this now. So, but explain the youth march. Explain the youth march and what all happened and who participated in that.
Okay, so it's something, of course, we do every year. Now, over the years, the route has changed a little bit. But this year, we did the same route as we did last year. We just talking about the roads that were blocked up, right? So we headed east on West Bay. We headed south on Blue Hill Road. Then we went to Poinciana, where we headed west again. And then we came north on Nassau Street and back to the Esplanade.
So who participated in this youth parade march?
We had
how?
A number of young people in their groups, right? But there were a number of youth organizations as well. We had like the GGYAs. We had this group called DYA. We had, of course, YEP. We had a number of the schools.
H.O.
Nash was out. Yeah, H.O. Nash was out there. C.R. Walker was out there. Who else? We had C.I. Gibson.
You all had any impromptu pop band competition?
No.
The Pathfinders band was leading the way.
That might be my conversation for tomorrow. This is talking to Erin that we need to press for a pop band competition. And mind you, this is the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. That's the whole ministry,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Erin and I are culturalists, right? We tend to bring on representative for the Ministry of Culture. This is our first representative for Ministry of Youth, a real partner.
Wow,
yeah,
thank
so
you.
We hope to partner with you again to explain what all you're doing. But sports tends to get all the shine. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to know that youth is doing, have their own department. You're doing all kind of big things. And I want to know what all the big things you have planned for the rest of the month. And then, Erin, we're going to interrogate you with all kind of things you have planned for the rest of the year, next year, and coming.
Yeah.
And how do we get involved and know more about these things?
So on last evening in grand style, and you can go to our Facebook page, Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, or the Division of Youth 242, where you can watch the National Youth Awards. We had talent on display. We had excellence on display. We gave out 14 awards. We also awarded our patrons. So awards were presented in the areas of sports, personal triumph, leadership, religion, environment, agriculture. And the top awardee is a young lady from Grand Bahama, Amber Turner. Shout outs to Amber. She won the Youth Award in the Environment Climatist.
Look at that.
And she won the Prime Minister's Cup. Our Minister's Cup was the Youth Award winner in Arts and Culture, Mr. Kentario McKinsey, and he captured the Minister's Cup.
Pause. Good morning, Kentario.
You know Kentario?
I know superstars.
And that's the one who swims?
No, man, this is the one who acts and sings and directs and was part of the sport. Every once in a while, he's funnier than me. I could say that, Kentario, because he's a youth. Kentario's a fabulously talented young man. And I just want to send another shout out to the sport 242. We was hoping to have him on stage.
You don't be shouting. Let's go back to Miss Neely, man.
He captured the Minister's Cup.
The Minister's Cup.
Yes. And then we had young Pryden Wilson, who was able to capture the Director's Cup Award. And we want to give a special shout out to Pryden Wilson and all of our other winners. And we also had a number of young people who won Rising Star Awards in sports, personal triumph, leadership, education. Little Mateo Davies was here from Grand Bahama to accept his award. We also had little Blair Thompson, who won in sports. You should see the pictures. Mm. They're the littlest award winners
sport?
That we had.
What sport, man?
We need to get you back because I miss all of these things, and I tend to know everything. I'm known to know everything.
In order to see all of this, we are directing you to the Division of Youth's Facebook page so that you can watch it live. You can watch it almost as if it were live. We
What's
also had performances.
Again?
Division of Youth 242. Okay. We had performances by Batanji. We had performances by Danielle Dean. We also had the collective. What was the Central Collective? They were so electrifying and amazing. And we had a wonderful performance by Micah Bethel.
What type of performance are they? Performance, dance, song?
They're a band. They're a band. And
you
they took
about
us
bands?
Through the years. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So was the Rhythm Rumble competition, is that a part of the October activity with the high schools and the pop bands?
No,
but it's something that we can look at.
That's what
we
I'm
love
saying.
That idea.
I am jealous. I did not know about these things. I celebrated youth, but you're doing high end things, though. These are grand.
And we had red carpet. On the red carpet, Nuri. You missed the red carpet.
I don't know how I missed the red
carpet. Serenes was there. Everybody was there covering it. Well, you weren't there. We have to make sure that you're there.
Guardian need to be there.
Listen.
Yes.
While we talk about the honors last night, what was the reception like? How do y'all treat my young people?
Listen, I'm sure that they're going to chime in and they're going to tell you the place was packed to capacity. There were no seats left at UB's Performing Arts Center. And the red carpet was still filled with people even after the show began. And the reception was rousing. Our hosts were Lady Diva and Chavez. Yeah. They had the crowd rocking. It was amazing.
When you say reception, food was there?
Who all were attending?
I said food.
No.
You say reception, I just get hungry.
I want you all to know that's what I was asking.
Oh, no, reception.
When we said reception, we thought you meant
how was it received?
Oh, no, I talk about food.
One thing about Government House policy, when we honor people, Government House, Mount Fitzwilliam staff,
we did that. When we had the nominee medal pinning,
They take care of our people. I want to send a shout out to all the staff at Government House because they know how to honor a Bahamian.
Yes, and we did that in grand style. That was the first, the second week in October. We were there, and we did have a fabulous reception.
Absolutely.
And so for coming up, we have three final events. Two are going to be happening in October, and then Dawn will speak about the one that's happening in Youth Work Week at the beginning of November. So tomorrow is our very special event, very near and dear to me.
So tomorrow is Friday.
October 27th. Okay. We are having Youth in Parliament. So you're going to see young people from all across the Family Islands. They are here. They're in town. They all flew in on Tuesday.
And when you say all across the Family Island, you bring in people from the Family Island?
So we bring in young people.
The representative is from the constituency.
The representative is from the constituency.
When you say Michael, because we Ackland's people. When you say Michael, you're trying to say we bring in someone from Michael?
We have Eltonio McKinney, who is representing Michael, and he is from Crooked Island.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely.
HHT need to reach out to him and make sure celebrate him.
Not only celebrate him, I get a word for the house. Dear young people, now may be your time. Let's put all the ideas on the table while you have the floor.
They're going to be debating the national youth policy. Right. And then they're also debating food security, which we know is a very, very big topic, you know, with so many different things going on, especially with transshipment and just us looking at our own selves, especially coming out of the pandemic. We know that food security was a huge issue.
I'd also love to see young people on next year's agenda the status and care and protection of the elder communities. It would be great to see the young people posit on something that they will face eventually.
Mm. So when you mentioned youth in parliament, what is that exactly? The MPs debating, or does you have the Senate a part of it, or do you have the Speaker of the House a part of it? What exactly would you
mean by youth? So on Monday, we will be hosting youth in the Senate for the second year in a row. So I think several years ago, they held an edition of youth in the Senate, but we have brought it back fully. And so tomorrow is House of Assembly. Monday will be Senate. And so, yes, they're going to be, they will have a speaker of the House, and they'll have a deputy speaker, leader of government business, leader of opposition business.
All represented
mm-hmm. by young people, and they will be there.
And when you say young people, what are the age range?
16 to 29.
Okay, young people. Okay.
Yes. Look, I'm not turning 29 until next month.
You're a woman over 40.
I'm turning 29 until next month.
I can see the gray hair.
They made a lot of mistakes in the registrar's office.
Find something else to participate. We have a caller here. We let the caller engage you. Producer patched the caller through. But I'm excited about this youth in parliament, and knowing that we have young people interested in the management and the policy making of the Bahamas.
We had over 90 people apply for the 39
positions. It's application?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's an application.
Okay, we can
process.
Talk about that next. Or we can talk about that now.
Yes.
How is this organized? How can people participate? If I have a cousin in mind, I will represent Michael, I will represent Fox Hill.
They can literally just make that known to us. Okay. They can make it known.
Explain
and
the process.
Application process opens up at the end of July of every year. They can present their application. We need to know their background. We vet them, and then we have a very brief interview with them. Then we bring them in, and there is intent to get them ready. They're actually at the House of Assembly right now. That's where I just came from. They're there with the staff at the House of Assembly. Shout outs to Mr. Forbes and his team. And they're getting them ready with all the rules of parliamentary procedure, all of that.
The two-meat protocol.
Yes, on the food. Because you see, you go back to reception. Notice that. We go, all talk about the two-meat.
There'll be food tomorrow as well.
Everyone talk about the public interaction with that too. But let me engage this caller again. Let's see if that works. Caller, can you hear me? Call again, one.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Good morning to your guests in the studio.
Good morning. Good morning.
Very interesting conversation, and it's one that really excites me a lot, especially when it in regards to hearing the viewpoints of our youth, in particular as it regards to the politics in our country. First, let me ask: is this open to the public? First and foremost, you may have said, but I missed it.
Yes, it is open to the public. They'll be at the House of Assembly tomorrow from 9 a.m. until just about 5 p.m.
Okay, awesome. And are they following a strict script or are they be talking about their views as far as what they see politics is in this country and maybe how they would like to see changes or implement some changes going forward when they decide to take the helm, what they foresee to see what the future of politics is going to be in this country?
So they're debating two resolutions. The first resolution is on the national youth policy that will be passed very soon in the House of Assembly. And so they will have an opportunity to give their views. And then they will also be debating the resolution on food security.
Okay, the food security part is awesome. And with CA, I would also like to send kudos to the person representing Akron's Crooked Island, that is our hometown.
Eltonio McKinney.
Right, and we want to see really the contributions, especially from the Southern Bahamas, what they're going to bring to the conversation. We basically realize that the Southern Bahamas is part of the islands that is really neglected. They're not getting much down there. And as far as food sustainability and security is concerned, I believe that the island's south can play a more pivotal role in produce, seeing that our imports into this country is so large that perhaps we need to get back to that aspect of producing our foods once again. So I'll continue to listen. Thank you very much for the opportunity to contribute to the conversation, and look forward to learning more about what's going to happen tomorrow. God bless all.
Good. Thank you very much. Well, we have Don Colley, and he's a Crooked Island Colley, right? I'm just saying that he needs to get familiar with this Colley family tree, because we have a Colley family tree circulating there. But Bahamians are excited. Bahamians are excited to know that the youths are participating in the direction of the country, and especially with this food security. I'm assuming that the parliamentarians will be listening. to say, okay, I get some insight. But the speeches that these children write.
Young people.
Young people. Mm-hmm. I call them children.
Yeah. Because I ain't a children and I'm 28.
Anyway, who prepares these speeches?
So the young people prepare the speeches.
They write their own speeches.
They write their own speeches.
It's their own thoughts and concepts and conclusions.
It's their own thoughts and concepts. We are there to act as guides. And so our coordinators for the Youth Parliament program are our coordinator from Grand Bahama, Youth Officer Carla Brown-Roker. Mm-hmm. And here in New Providence, we have Lauren Ashley Hasty. And they spend any number of hours with these young people. We also have Youth Officer Kenneth Miller, who assist with the vetting of the speeches and the presentations, and all of our team, everyone who works in the Division of Youth, all hands are on deck. I mean, these young people are going to be presenting their speeches to us. We're going to be vetting them. We're going to get their ideas, the raw ideas, and we're mm-hmm. going to help them to fashion them and shape them mm-hmm. so that they can be very, very prepared for tomorrow when they take on the world stage. I told them this morning that out of all of the events, Youth Parliament is the most watched event. More than 15, 20,000 views every year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so in terms of the speech and helping them prepare, we're just talking about adhering to sort of the parliamentary procedure, ensuring that they're not making any libelous mm-hmm. utterances, right? Mm-hmm. But not necessarily telling them what to say, right? You could give them a nice mm-hmm. range of... that's awesome.
And so as a part of the training as well, so, you know, we do speech writing, we do communication, that kind of thing. But what we also do is we infuse some of the actual disciplines in it. So we had a farmer who came on and spoke with them about food security. I did a presentation with them on what the national youth policy is, the background of it, the purpose of it, where we are now, what the next steps are. And so that was something that was very important, that we start the conversation with them to help shape their
their ideas and the sphere that they want to approach.
Yes. Okay, we have another caller there. Let's engage. Just caller, can you hear me?
Mr. Nui, Ms. Green, and to your guests.
Morning.
Yeah, we love the youths, right? But mm-hmm. I listened to the conversation you had with the gentleman before, and I wanted to speak with him because I have a question waiting for him. I wouldn't give him a clue as to what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has been able to answer it as yet, right?
Okay.
So, but what I'm saying is, Ms. Green, the youth can never know the truth. So, of course, we should be pushing food security, but then we should be encouraging individual subsistence farming also in order to buffer against this farce of a narrative, because which one is the globalist controlling the food supply now? So before that show, Ms. Green, I'd like for you to go online and listen very intricately to a lady called Vandana Shiva, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then realize that since he mentioned Mr. Bill Gates' name, the innovation of putting mRNA and vaccinating foods, which is very scary for me. I don't want to get into the molecular events.
I got you.
The authenticity of the food is what counts, and letting the public be aware of what is genetically modified.
Absolutely.
And those that are not, and how they do it. They are different methods. Thank you.
Yeah, man. And we're talking essentially about food security versus food sovereignty, right? And I imagine the level of ideas and presentation that you're expecting, they range, right? We've got a range of young people.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these young people are ready to walk right into Parliament? Like, year after year, how many of these young people are just so impressive that they could begin representing their constituency or community right away?
A number of them feel so they are. But you get some bright minds, you get some individuals who speak very plainly and clearly about what they feel about the issues of today, or, you know, those given things that we give them to talk about. But you get some really bright individuals. There's a young man named Ryan I've been really impressed with, who's a part of this year's cohort. Ryan was in last year. He's in the Senate this year, I think.
He's the speaker for this year.
He's the speaker for this year.
So he's matriculated, yes. Right? He's shown his...
Yes. Going to the senior, the upper house. He's going to the upper house, moved to the upper house. I think we have one more caller. Let me make sure that's the caller of that line need to be cleared. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, go ahead. No? Okay. So you say you have two events happening. Two for this
so
month.
So Youth in Parliament tomorrow.
Yeah.
Youth in the Senate is going to happen on
Monday.
Okay.
So with the Youth in the Senate, what we've done is persons who would have already been in Parliament or have extensive or vast speaking experience and they're between 20 and 35, this is their opportunity to contribute And so that's what that is. So it's almost like a graduated position. And then we have one final event that's going to be taking place that Don Cawley is the coordinator for, and he'll discuss what that's all about.
Okay. Right. So this year, for the Independence Anniversary, we wanted to be a part of that conversation. And we honor youth every year. But, of course, we can't just honor youth without adding to the conversation the individuals who have shaped them, molded them, paved the way for them. So we've decided to honor youth leaders. And what we're establishing this year is a Hall of Fame for youth leaders. Okay. It's a Hall of Fame in sense.
You know, you give more information, just kind of tease us like that and say, give me some a name.
We're calling it the Youth Leaders Hall of Excellence.
So, I mean, the name of who getting honored? Or is that a surprise?
Is that a surprise?
No, I can tell you. This year, we are honoring the Reverend Diana Francis.
I know her. That's a cousin.
Yes. We are honoring Pastor Timothy Johnson.
I know him.
He's been in youth work for a long time. Specifically in, of course, a religious arena. He's a pastor. Mm-hmm. And then we have Ronald Dames. Mr. Ronald Dames, he's out of Grand Bahama.
Okay.
He's been a part of Junior Achievement, I believe. It's Antonia Lightborn. Mm-hmm. Antonia has been, of course, the...
Yes. GGY...
NU. She created her own organization.
Oh, okay.
And has been shaping the lives of young people for many years. So there's one more individual. It's Superintendent Theodore Campbell Jr. Mm-hmm. And he's been involved in youth work as it relates to music. He's been involved in bands over the years. Yeah.
There's so a band country. We have bands all over the place, and we must commend the people at Urban Renewal who has revolutionized the music concept into the Bahamas with these bands.
And, and those people who've made the connection between the band and academia and the pipeline to university and tertiary education.
Yes.
Absolutely. So we have a past Prime Minister's Cup winner. Mm-hmm. In the person of Giovanni Clark, who won for the Arts and Culture Youth Award. And he is a band leader. He led the orchestra at CV Bethel, and now he is on pursuing further studies. And so he is continuing to pave the way for young people who want to do the academia and the scholarly work that it takes to be very, very proficient in orchestra, band, music, all of that.
There's a sports story I did a couple of weeks ago. There's a young man that's now working at the administration level in the NBA. He started off as an intern. Mm. And the way he got the opportunity to be an intern is because he got a scholarship, a three-year scholarship to play the mellophone at university because of his work in his experience in bands at home in the Bahamas. Right.
Really?
Now this boy in offices in the NBA.
Mm. I jealous too. Get to see the stars. But we need to have more discussions with our Department of Youth. Mm-hmm. Now that we have made a connection, we want to celebrate. I want to tune them on. Reach out to us. We'd be happy to entertain them.
We'll bring Ontario.
Yeah, and we want to know what all that you are doing.
Yeah.
Like I said, we have a lot of representatives who come here representing sports. We have a lot of representatives who come representing...
human rights, culture. Advocacy and culture, yeah.
But youth in general, we don't have enough. So I want to celebrate that.
And typically, we only talk to youth advocates who are looking at protection of young people. But to celebrate and also to know where the gaps are and so people could know where they could step in. Perhaps, you know, I don't have a whole program, but I could make a small donation that will really grow.
Youth work is very, very vast.
Yep.
There's almost no sector of society where you won't find people who have a passion for youth development or want to make sure young people are at the table.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if I want to help or be engaged in the Department of Youth, like I have my own program, but I want to be plugged in to the main system, how do I go about that?
So you contact us at the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, 502-0600-0736. Or you can come to our offices, or you can email the Division of Youth at CelebrateYouthBahamas@gmail.com. Or you can contact us on our Facebook page. We're also on TikTok. We have a registration process. It's very, very simple for your youth organization. You get clued in, and we see ourselves as a portal. So we're not the end. We're the beginning, because we give you access to resources that are regional, that are global. We connect you with the United Nations, the OAS, CARICOM, so many other organizations that assist us, because we need all of these other organizations in order to make sure that our work is impactful.
And people like Erin has like a kaleidoscope of ideas of what should be happening to the country. Now, if she wants to, if she wants to give ideas, but I would love to see youth doing this, or persons like
her. In fact, I'm ready for you all to partner with BTVI so we could have
all kind of ideas.
My group needs a bus program where you could partner organizations with donors and technicians so that we can repair buses or make sure that the transportation for young people is safe, the roadworthy vehicles, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Growing skills for young people who may be exploring mechanics and bodywork and automotive services, and making sure that young people can get to their programming safely. Mm-hmm. Things Absolutely. Like that, man. Yeah, man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can figure it out. We need a think tank, right? Because people have ideas. Yes. It's just that gap, right? It's just the gap of getting the ideas to the systems that need them most.
Right.
And we know that young people need us to take the initiative and put in a little more effort with them as opposed to another sector of society,
mm-hmm.
because they're not under their own steam. They have to focus on their academics,
right?
And they got to do what mommy and daddy say do.
For sure.
So they require us to fill the gap in many ways to ensure that when they are there, they can just walk over the bridge to the next stage of their life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we just want to give a shout out to our Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, who's been supporting us all month long, the Honorable Mario Boleg. We want to send also a shout out to our Permanent Secretary, Cora Bain Colebrook, and all of the tiers of leadership at our ministry. Thank you all, and the hardworking staff at the Division of Youth.
Thank you very much. That's Miss Sandhya Neely, who's the Acting Director of Youth. And of course, Dawn Cawley accompanied her, who is a what do you call
youth
it?
Youth officer.
Youth officer. I got to know that. And he's one of my cousins too, so I need to get to know him properly. You know, I claim in everyone from Auckland.
Everybody is now part of the HHT family.
Have a wonderful day. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Erin Green, for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Have a beautiful day.